Hey everybody, welcome to the Spartacus rewatch. So we finished off Blood and Sand, and I caught up with some of my past guests just to see how what they thought of the finale and maybe some more acknowledgments and see what they thought about everything else, maybe the show in general or as a whole. So first up, I contacted Mark. He is from Retrograde Orbit Radio. He sent a clip for me, and here's what he had to say.
Hey man, this is Mark checking in on the end of Blood and Sand. As promised, when we watched that episode together a few months ago, I have now finished watching the entire season. I'll be honest, I watched most of it pretty quickly. It's a fast watch, and I have really loved it. I mentioned, I think when we talked last, I'm not a sort of an HBO Stars whatever guy historically, so this show had just completely missed me. And boy, I am glad that you did this podcast for me to listen to so that I would then watch the show because I have really had a blast. Thoughts on this particular episode? As always, love me some Batiatis. What a, like, man, I love his scene-chewing, crazy villainy performances. He is the perfect sort of love-to-hate guy. Also, super strong, unsurprisingly, Doctore. We know from the episode I did with you, I sort of instantly fell in love with that guy. But another real strong performance from him. I was. An episode with a lot of Doctore in it is a good episode for me. So, I guess kind of final closing thoughts. Strong episode to end a season, and now I very much want to watch the next season. So, I guess that's happening. Nice work on season one of this podcast, man. It has been a lot of fun listening to you. It was a blast to record with you, and I look forward to doing it again sometime down the road.
Thank you for that, Mark. We are definitely going to have you back for got an episode of Gods of the Arena, and I really hope we get to collaborate sometime in the future. I really appreciate you being on for Great and Unfortunate Things, which was episode 7. It was a really good episode for you to come in at, and I was just really pleased to have you on. You were a delight. Wow, we really vibed great, and that was really awesome. Next up, I caught up with the White Ranger, and here's what he had to say.
Hey everyone, what is up? It's me, the White Ranger, coming at you once again to finish off the last episode as well as the season of Spartacus: Blood and Sand. What a ride this experience has been. I've had the privilege to be a part of this podcast, getting to work on something that I never imagined I would get to. I've taken part during a global pandemic, before my son was born, as well as after my son was born. Even if some of the stuff I recorded didn't get to see the light of day, it was a fantastic time, and it was a super awesome excuse to rewatch something that I enjoyed what seems like a lifetime ago, allowing me to have more of an appreciation for characters aside from the traditional badass characters such as Spartacus, Crixus, and Doctore, which are still for sure badass a second time through. For me, though, the real MVPs of the season has to be Asher and Batiatis. They so masterfully manipulated everything to create everything they so desired. And although Batiatis did fall in the end, he was a true master of his craft, and Asher lives to fuck someone over another day. They, for the most part, never even had to wield a blade to accomplish everything that they did. This season was fantastic, and although not perfect at times, and it definitely gave me some laughs at the expense of special effects. I'm looking at you, Mr. Head, who was turned into a squash. It really was a great ride from start to finish, getting better as the show went on. Even through the test of time, the story stands strong and the characters were flawlessly written. We got action, manipulation, people double crossing double crosses, if that's even a thing, betrayal. We saw men rise and fall. We saw friends kill each other for the entertainment of others. There is nothing more you can ask for. And to get all of this in the first season is something that I have rarely seen since. Thanks once again for everyone who tuned in. Thanks for the opportunity. And we do this for the glory of Rome.
So, buddy, I'm super glad that I had you on a couple times. Yeah, sometimes there were audio issues. Sometimes there were corrupted files that we had to deal with. But we powered through and we had a fucking great time. I'm glad you were able to come back to Spartacus in a whole new light and really enjoy and elaborate on your feelings towards certain characters. Doctore, I mean, come on now. Come on. And finally, my co-host for the flagship podcast. Here's what my baby brother had to say.
What's up, guys? Jay here to give you my thoughts on the season finale. You know, we spend all this time, we invest our precious time to watch this show, and then to be treated like that near the end is just, oh, it's heartbreaking. I can't fucking believe it. I'm so angry at how it ended. Every character arc just fucking thrown out the window. You have Bran taking the throne. You have Jon going back to the wall. Daenerys dead. Just fucking bullshit. The entire show leads up to that ending. And you watch it angrily because you just know it's going to end like that. Fucking bullshit. Wait a minute. It's Game of Thrones. It's supposed to be Spartacus. Ah, fuck.
Always a fucking joker, that one. You fucking silly bastard. Alright, so... spoilers for Game of Thrones, by the way. Never seen it. That's probably why he did that. Never been a big Game of Thrones guy. I hear I should get into it. That's something for the future. But I have one final bonus episode before we begin the Gods of the Arena. So, I again, thank you so much, everyone. This is just a quick bonus thing with feelings, and I really appreciate you all sticking around, and the reviews and the ratings have been really cool. The downloads have been incredible for me. This has been a great journey. In the meantime, check me and my younger brother out at Family with Benefits. We're available on all listening platforms, or if you want, you can finish up and go through this entire catalog again. I'm cool with that. And I'm also starting a new venture called Welcome to Hogsread, and it's a Harry Potter read-through where me and friends go by chapter through, starting off with Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. And for my international people, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. So check that out when that's available. Thank you again, guys. And we do this for the glory of Rome. Thank you.